Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, and we're sponsored by Nebraska Spine Hospital, and here joining me is my dad.
It's a fake mic. I don't know. He wanted to do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is my 9-year-old son, Jacob Ryder. Character, say hi to the fine folks at home, Jacob.
Hi.
All right, Jacob, what sports do you play? Let them get to know you just a smidge. What sports do you play?
Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey.
The hockey thing, I got to be honest, I didn't see that one coming. I got a daughter that plays hockey, another daughter that plays hockey that's 3 years old while she's skating. Jacob plays hockey. I can't even skate. All right, Jacob, what is your favorite football team? Who is your favorite football team?
It's a tie between the Washington Redskins and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
All right. What is the most important position on a football team?
The D-line.
I'm trained him right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, should we talk about Nebraska's defensive line and what are some reasonable expectations for the unit this year?
If you want to.
I think I do. I wasn't expecting that. All right, let's light this candle, shall we? All right, so this is a unit. This 3-4 defense. This is a unit that has 7 guys potentially who could contribute and have a lot of playing time. They have 6 upperclassmen in this unit as well, and 5 guys who could be potential starters. And not just starters, but part of this rotation. They got 7 total. They got a lot of guys with experience, a lot of guys with potential depth coming out. Now, let's look at the projected starters during this spring ball. You got Khalil Davis, a defensive end. Now, he started multiple games throughout his career. He's contributed for multiple years. All right, this is a guy that can squat refrigerators. All right, dude, this is a guy that he's ready to come into his own, I believe. He's just got to actually do it. Next up, we got Carlos Davis, who has started for multiple years. His twin brother, they're both seniors, and they both contributed for multiple seasons. Lots of experience. Ben Stille, who's a junior. All right, now, he started last year, and as a freshman, he was all Big Ten. And all freshman team as well. So he's played well throughout the years as well. At the backup nose guard position, we again have brothers Darian Daniels, who's a senior transfer from Oklahoma State, played a lot for those Cowboys, and Damian Daniels, who's a sophomore who played in all 12 games a year ago. You look at some of our potential starters at the defensive end. Nobody's spot is locked in just yet. Deshaun Neal, he's a senior. This is a guy who had multiple sacks in the spring game a year ago. This is a guy when you look at him. I mean, he's got all the physical tools. All right, he's a senior. This is it, man. It's time for him to bloom. All right, it's time for him to have that breakout year. If he's ever going to do it, it's this year. And my dark horse for this defensive line is De'Andre Thomas, a third-year sophomore, a guy who played a lot as a true freshman, a guy who was undersized and played pretty well last year, got banged up, didn't quite have the same amount of opportunities, but he's my dark horse this year. I'll never forget watching his high school film. He would almost move the direction the play was going before the ball was snapped. I always had a knack for seeing which way those fat offensive linemen were leaning, and sometimes I knew where the ball was going before the ball was ever snapped. The play was going. He's kind of got that same knack, so he's my dark horse. Now, the question is, what will it take for this unit with so much experience, so much potential depth, potential playmakers to actually be really, really good? What's it going to take? All right. For me, they got a new defensive line coach, their 4th defensive line coach in 5 years, those 5th-year seniors. But here's the thing. They're not the new kids on the block anymore. All right. They may have the right stuff, but they got to actually do it. They got the potential. They got the ability. They got to actually put it together. For me, they got to be physical and tough at the point of attack. We play in the Big Ten. It's all about cold weather, double teams, power running, Iowa, Wisconsin. All right, if we play, were to play Michigan in the Big Ten title game, potentially, these are physical teams that you got to be tough and physical at the point of attack. All right, when you're rushing the pass, you got to have a relentless effort. J.J. Watt is the best defensive football player in America. He's physically talented, but watch him. Nobody gives the amount of effort that he does while rushing the quarterback. All right, Jacob, how good do you think that this unit could be? What will it take for this unit to have a good season?
Well, they got to be tough and physical and get around those fat offensive linemen.
All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should not have said. Now, this is coming from a kid. Now, he played flag football a year ago. This is coming from a kid who got a flag thrown on him for tackling in flag football. By the way, what positions do you play?
Lineman and quarterback.
Unusual combination. Where'd he get that from?
You.
All right. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember
to throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.